Riot.
My allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to the Devon County Supervisors Meeting, September the 27th, 2022. Are there any changes to the agenda?
I am.
Meet with department heads and elected officials. Serenity, payroll clerk, auditor's office.
Good morning. Election update, we're waiting for ballots to be delivered still. And so far, we have received 953 absentee ballots request. Other than that, just busy as usual.
Okay.
I can't talk, that's why she's speaking for me.
Speaking for.
I said I can't talk, that's why she's speaking for me.
We understand that, but your husband.
Did you yell at Kevin all weekend long?
No, I'm sure. He likes it when I can't talk.
Good for Kevin.
Good for Kevin.
Hey.
Mr. Carter. She's still here.
Moving on, how's the IT department, Brandon?
Just keeping busy from there.
Just busy, huh? Well, I know the sheriff's department's been busy, but.
Yeah, just like everybody else.
What can you tell us about this?
We've been pretty busy. Our jail population's up to 98. A lot of that is us causing our own problems. We've been working really hard on some of the sex offender registry and some of the concerns out there on children and being on the internet, and had some success with it, which is a good thing, but also kind of scary about the concerns that are out there for kids being on social media and on the internet, that there's some real dangers out there. We've had, I believe, 7 now cases of local individuals that have attempted to contact underage children and do things that are illegal. So they've been placed in our county jail, and that's been affecting our jail population. But other than that, we've also been busy on other things. Everything else is going pretty well.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate that. Keep up the whatever you're doing, self-induced yourself, and keep it up.
We're going to keep after it.
Okay. Thank you. Jared Lassner, Southeast Iowa Regional Planning.
Morning. Land use has been pretty busy lately. We've had a number of subdivisions coming through. We got one on the agenda today, and then I just dropped off one in your box here a few minutes ago, another minor subdivision, and a few zoning permits as well. And then, of course, we have a work session after the main meeting today. Apart from that, nothing new to report.
Okay, thank you. Grant?
I'm here for the work session.
Okay, thank you. So, Lisa?
We're staying busy.
Staying busy? That's his fault.
Not entirely his fault.
Not entirely?
A substantial portion of it, yes.
That's a good thing, though. How are you, gentlemen? You're here for the work session, I understand, right? Okay. And?
We're here for the domestic violence proclamation.
Okay, good. Mr. Carter?
Good morning.
Secondary roads.
Project's moving along. 115th is coming along good. Hope to maybe button that up this week and get some seeding done next week. I would think maybe same timeframe for this week or next week. Maybe see work starting up on along Highway 99 up by the Dry Branch Bridge on the grading side of it. We'll see how that works out. And other than that, plenty of stuff going on. A lot of work behind the scenes, getting projects ready to go out for bid this winter and stuff like that. So. That's it for us.
Thanks, Brian. Gina, how's the emergency manager?
Oh, actually, we're keeping really busy. We're working with all the schools in the county. The governor provided, if you will, a grant to all the school buildings in the county that if they do a school safety assessment, they get $50,000 per school to do security upgrades and et cetera. So we're coordinating with all the schools, scheduling those assessments. Some schools are having local law enforcement do them, do the assessments. Some are having the state's contractor do those. So We're in the process of coordinating all of that. We also have a CERT, a Community Emergency Response Team Academy, coming up in November, the first two Saturdays in November. And I do have flyers on that if anyone is interested in those. I'll be sending the media news release out on that, so hopefully today or tomorrow I'll get it out to you on the academy. And then the last thing I had is on November, hold on, let me double check my date here. Excuse me, Thursday, October 20th at 1 o'clock, we are holding a recovery support function with the focus on economic recovery at 1 o'clock. It's gonna be held at Stars Cave. I did send that out to, I think it was you, Tom, as commission chair. So I really highly encourage at least one member of the Board of Supervisors to be there. Basically, the scenario is gonna be a derecho, like went through Cedar Rapids, is gonna impact Des Moines County. And we're really gonna focus on the economic recovery from that type of situation in Des Moines County. Because we as local emergency management are charged with writing this recovery support function. How do we recover from that and get back on our feet? So hopefully we can do better than Cedar Rapids and some of Clinton and some of the other cities that were impacted by the derecho. So this exercise is the start of that. Iowa Homeland Security Emergency Management will be coordinating and assisting us with that exercise and facilitating that. I am asking for an RSVP, so if anyone is interested in attending, even other county officials, please let me know so we can make sure we have enough room for everyone.
Okay, thanks, Gina.
Yep.
Janelle, how's the treasurer's office?
We're busy as well. A lot of traffic coming in the office with property tax payments and the mail. We're processing that. So last reminder, Friday, September 30th is the last day to pay to prevent penalty, because Saturday, October 1st, that 1.5% interest kicks in. So you can pay online up till 11:59 Friday evening, or in the office or the drop box till 4:30.
Thank you. Angie, Safety Department.
Good morning. We're doing good, keeping busy, but we're doing well, so not a whole lot to report.
That's good. I mean, everybody's being safe.
Yep.
Rodney, Luther, the maintenance.
Good morning. Got a lot of different things going on. Starting to plan and gear up for the cooler weather, so keeping busy. Other than that, nothing new to report.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Ken Heinlein, Seal Region.
Good morning. We're just keeping busy too. We're working on getting core services up and going, or at least putting out RFPs for them, and nothing else to report at this time.
Okay, Christopher Miller, Public Health.
Good morning. We're also keeping busy. Nothing new to report.
Any new things on COVID come out lately?
We've had the bivalent. We've been doing that for about 3 weeks. We continue to have walk-in clinics on Thursdays. 8:30 to 4. The only requirement is for the bivalent that you completed the primary series, dose 1 and 2, and then it's been 2 months since the second part of that series.
Okay, thanks, Kristen.
You're welcome.
Did I miss anybody? Okay, we should move on. Correspondence, I see none here. Either you gentlemen have any correspondence?
I have no correspondence.
I had none.
I did get I'd like to discuss this because October's coming up. Rodney put it in our box that we're interested in October to November the 11th, supporting the veterans with Green Light. We'll put that on the agenda for next week. And
that's fine. I saw somebody put it on my desk.
Yeah.
I haven't had a chance to look at it.
Looks like we might be in agreement with that.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Moving on, discussion vote. We have approval of the Des Moines County Employee Handbook. This has been a time in the making. It's gone over real thorough with our attorneys. So, what's your wishes on this, gentlemen?
Motion to approve. We've gone through this several months and a great deal of pain, but so I think we're set. So I make a motion to approve that.
I hope we're set. I'll second that.
Sarah.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yep.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
So I would like to add with that, I will be making a copy for every employee in the county, and on the back side, the very last page, is a paper for the employee to sign that they have read and received it and acknowledge it. So I will need that back. So I will be getting those prepared for everyone.
Is there a way to do that electronically? Because I can already tell you my staff will say, can I just have an electronic copy?
I can do that. So I just need the back paper back because it'll go in everyone's file. So if they can just print that and sign it and give it to me, that'd be great.
Yeah, we just refer to electronics.
Yep, that'll work.
Okay, we have domestic violence awareness month proclamation. It says here, whereas domestic violence, dating violence, and stalking affect women, children, and men of all racial, cultures, and economical backgrounds, causing long-term physical, psychological, and emotional harm. And whereas one in three Americans has witnessed an incident of domestic violence, and whereas children who experience domestic violence are at a higher risk for failure in school, mental illness, substance abuse, suicide, and choose violence as a way to solve problems later in life. And whereas domestic violence in rural communities exists as a hidden, silent, and often unrecognized crime that is often unreported. And whereas through the inspiration, changes, and persistence of victims of domestic violence, their children and advocates, our communities are learning to recognize the impact of the violence in the home and within intimate relationships. And whereas domestic violence intervention programs has worked to end violence in intimate relations, and for more than 40 years through a collective partnering with advocates, volunteers, local municipalities, criminal justice, health, and human services, faith, communities, business leaders, and private citizens. And whereas our community achievements should be commended, and we must continue our commitment to respect and support victims of domestic violence and to prevent future violence in our community. Now, therefore, be it resolved that we, the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors, do hereby proclaim that the month of October 2022 will be Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Do you ladies have anything to put to this before we?
We'd love to. I'll just stay here. That's a lot of bodies to move. My name is Christy Fortman-Doser. I'm the Executive Director with the Domestic Violence Intervention Program. It's been a couple of years since I've been before the three of you. And so,
you need to speak up so the mic can pick you up.
Absolutely. And I just wanted to say thank you. I've never been accused of being a quiet woman before. Oh my God. I just wanted to say thank you again for inviting us to be here and proclaiming October Domestic Violence Awareness Month. I've had the opportunity to talk with you before. I'm going to really quickly introduce Shelby Ridenour. She is a new staff member with DVIP, and she is part of a very special grant we got as health liaisons over a 13-county service area. So it's expanded us from 8 to 13 counties in terms of support for victims, specifically around health issues. But for you folks, what I want to say really quickly is that your support and the support of many of the people in this room, quite bluntly, we have been able to support 355 victims in the last year. But what I want to say about that is that that's a 40% increase over the previous year, which had a 28% increase the year before that. The pandemic has been incredibly difficult. There isn't another way to say that. It's been very difficult. And we have seen increases that have taken us off balance and have been challenging to us. That there's no other way to say it. And so I wanted to make sure you were aware of that. We have gone from a little over 2,500 actual physical services for those individuals up to a little over 3,100 services. And I don't see that going down, to be quite blunt. I really don't. We've been lucky to have support from all of our counties in some fashion, and really want to say again thank you. Just for everybody's awareness, DVIP has been providing services for a little over 40 years. We've been in Des Moines County since 2013, when the state of Iowa restructured services for victims here. And it's been truly amazing, the partnerships that we've been able to foster and the work that we've been able to do here. And we really want to say thank you to everybody for their support and their continued connection and their continued resources for victims. We literally couldn't do it without all of the collaborations that we have going on here. I do want to take a minute to really quickly rattle off our services. As you know, we have a 24-hour hotline. We have a 24-hour emergency shelter that we provide. We also have a transitional housing unit here in Des Moines County, specifically in Burlington. In addition to that, we're available for advocacy services 24 hours a day. So we go to law enforcement, we go to hospitals, we meet people here at the courthouse. Those services are absolutely critical and needed by victims. Without them, they would have no access or refuge, quite bluntly. We do a tremendous amount of advocacy in systems as a whole, just to support victims and give them the information that they need in being able to respond to the very, very difficult decisions that they face. And so I want to open it up to any questions that you gentlemen have. Happy to take any from the audience as well.
I don't have a question, but I do want to say, and bless you for what you're doing. It's the support, that's the easy part. You know, you're in the ugly, heavy lifting of it, and somebody's got to do that. It just saddens me that it's we've got one for almost every day of the year.
Yes, we do.
That's not a good sign.
Yeah, and that doesn't reflect all of the children, because when we work with adults, we don't always work with the children in our outreach services. And so generally what we say for the adults, and in that case, I believe it's around 300. So about 50 kids that we document in Des Moines County. But for that 300, double it, and that's the number of children that are impacted. So you're talking about anywhere from 200 to 250 kids that are impacted by this crime. Kids always know. They always know. Doesn't matter what they see, they're aware.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much.
You bet. We've got a couple of handouts. I'm going to actually just see. He's going to let you read for it, looks like.
Ryan, would you let him out, please?
Thank you so much.
Yep.
I would just add that victims just need to know that the system resources are going to be there to support them, that when they report something, that they'll get the help that they're reaching out for. And resources like what you folks provide that are just essential to their safety, to their future, and just greatly appreciate it.
Well, I think the thing that to me is so important to say is that there were so many departments here, as you guys were talking about. I kept saying in my head, I'm like, oh yeah, public safety. We've been working with them about pandemic for the last 2 years. The schools, all along the way. Domestic violence impacts every aspect of your life, as you well know. It impacts every piece of it. And I want you to try and imagine the one person that knows everything about you. What do they know about you? What do they have access to? Do they know who you love more than your own life? And what would it look like to keep yourself safe from that one person who knows everything about you if they were willing to use violence, manipulation, and control to get what they wanted? What would that look like?
Wow.
So I'm hoping that some of you kind of went, oh, that's my hope. And if you have an opportunity to support a victim, the reality is the FBI says 1 in 4 women and 1 in 9 men will be battered. And that means everybody here knows somebody. That's the unfortunate truth.
There was this guy outside my church one time. His wife was staying at the shelter, and he was just coming to my church. he flattened my tires, and he was hiding underneath a pickup truck waiting for, that stuff is real, man.
Yeah.
It really is. It's real.
And most people don't know how much victims are truly up against. We know that batterers, on average, will stalk their intimate partners for 21 months after they leave. So 2 years after they leave, they're still dealing with it. And that's the average. So once again, I want to thank you so much for your support. I want to thank you for sharing the proclamation and putting that out there in a very visible way that your community can know that they're supported.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And I left the extras there if anyone else wants to grab any.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you both, gentlemen.
Motion to approve.
Second. Sarah.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Okay, we have set the date for the Rural County Fall Cleanup. The Boone County Landfill Recycling will accept at no charge to rural Boone County residents for the following items. Kind of example for metal items would be lawnmowers, bicycles, tin roof, metal cabinets, bed spring rails, swing sets, metal fencing, other items. Sofas, chairs, mattresses, clothing, not suitable for donation, rugs and carpets, tables and toys. No tires of any size and no electronic items, computer monitors and televisions, for example, will not be accepted during this cleanup. Landfill hours are 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to noon on Saturday. Recycling center, appliances available for the cleanup only, examples below, or refrigerators and freezers, washers and dryers, air conditioning and stoves. All refrigerators and freezers must be empty of food. Recycling center at 1818 West Burlington Avenue, Burlington. Call the day before to set up an appointment to drop off any appliances. Materials not included for free are tires of any size, demolition material, lumber, wood, televisions, computers, monitors, and garbage. If you have any questions, call landfill at 753-8722. Any other questions, call Des Moines County Regional Solid Waste at 753-8126.
What are those dates again, Jim?
We don't have it. We have Monday, October the 10th through Saturday, December the 17th.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yep.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah. Burlington School District, a request for abatement for 314 West Van Wees Boulevard. Board of Supervisors, I am writing the request abatement from any and all current and future property taxes on the property located at 314 West Van Wees Boulevard in West Burlington, Iowa. The school district purchased this property on July 26, 2021. As per the enclosed closing statement, documents number 94-009570 will be used at its future site as a district administration building. Sincerely, Lisa Beam, Superintendent of Schools, West Burlington, Iowa.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Yeah. Resolution of the final plat for the E.W. Murray subdivision. Jerry, would you like to speak on that?
Yep, the E.W. Murphy subdivision located just southwest of Burlington at the intersection of Gear Avenue and Augusta Road. It involves two lots, about 50 acres of land total being split into two, where there's a existing house at the south end, which will be on its own 5-acre lot. And then lot one, which is about 45 acres, is all farmland, and that is being sold through an auction. So the only real change here is that these two pieces of the property will be under different ownership going forward. The only significant comment was that from Secondary Roads regarding needing to use the existing entrances, which there's already a driveway on lot two for the house, and it appears that there's a field easement access for the farm property on both sides, so from Augusta as well as Gear, so that's already in place. This is within the 2-mile review area of Burlington, so the city did formally approve the plat at their council meeting last week. So with that in mind, we recommend approval of E.W. Murphy subdivision.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. We will sign the rest of these after the meeting.
Thank you. Personnel actions. We have one for local health. Derek Piper, resignation, effective date.
20th.
Immediately, right?
9/23/22.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah. Okay, we have reports for the GSB 75 evaluation report ending at 6/30/2022. This report will be on file in the auditor's office for reviewing if you're convenience.
It will make for fascinating reading. That's the Keep Accountants Employed Act.
Next is the regular meeting on September 20th, 2022.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes, please.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yeah. Do you have any other business?
I have none.
Future agenda items. We have a workstation next week.
Not that I know of.
Moving on to committee report.
I attended a meeting of the COBCO board, the City County Health Insurance Board, and it was mostly updates, although there has been a spike in costs per capita, which is hopefully temporary. We'll wait and see. That's all I have.
Regional Solid Waste, they're buying some equipment early. They're going to buy it next year, but it's breaking down, so they bumped it up in a committee action. They're like the new officers, and we dealt with some much-needed pay raises. That's about it.
I had Southeast Iowa Regional Planning Meeting. We went over basic stuff and everything looked pretty good. Glad to see Jared back. Welcome home.
Welcome back to America.
That's what I had, so. Public input. Anybody from the public have anything to say? We'll give you 2 minutes. You can call 753-8203, extension 4, or email board@dmcounty.com. We'll give you 2 minutes for that. Only, meanwhile, anybody in here have anything to they want to speak about?
We had talked about doing another follow-up work session to the nuisance ordinance. I think we kind of mentioned October 4th. I'm not sure if we set a date for that.
I'll
have to look.
We did mention two weeks last week, but I don't think it was set in stone, so.
Okay. So do you want it next week then?
That would be fine.
I've got a question for me.
You what?
No, I put a question mark on there. I thought for some reason we were rolling with that. I'm grooving with it.
Didn't we talk about that? Then you talked about maybe the vaping at the same time.
I would like to do them. I mean, let's do that, the nuisance one first. That way we get one of them done and before we start on the next.
I agree with you, Trent.
We got the solar and the wind.
Okay, gentlemen, the 2 minutes are up. Boys and I, we're out of here.
Aye.
We have a work session coming up with Southeast Iowa Regional Planning on solar and wind ordinance. We're going to start that in about 5 minutes.
Yeah, there is.